This is show the very end. That we did. In the Ramah. Sivrav. Okay. It says like this. This is in this battle. We're starting a new topic. This is in this battle. Something was bought on a path. And she shishim connecto. It was 6 feet. Mitosu bo Africa. Minna Issa Risha. Page Chav Ches. In the middle of the Ramah. Sivvav.
In the middle of the Ramah.
Okay, let's read the first line of the Yesh and then. Maybe turn off the speaker. Yesh Aymrim. Yesh Aymrim. The Ein Levatel. This is the Rabbanon. Allah Hosef Olav. Mobis at the Raisa. Vachinogan Ben Hashan. Some people say that don't be maker on the Siddur Rabbanon. And you're not Mosef. You know, just like in the Siddur Raisa. Okay, that's our minute. He says we don't have any minions in the Siddur Rabbanon. Yes.
Sorry, I look at the Shulchan before. This is different than the previous one in that this is talking about the Rabbanon, whereas the pre-Sipay was talking about the writers.
Yeah, the Rabbanon, we know that you can be Mosef if it fell in the Shulchan.
Right.
So he says we're not Mekel. Okay.
But, right.
Okay, because you know there's a text that says some Rabbanon, yes, some Rabbanon, no.
Right.
So it gets too confusing. So we made a blanket thing, we don't do it. Right. Now we start a new topic. Issishin is bata. Let's say something became bottle. Okay, so it's in a pot, but it's only a trace element. It's less than six, doesn't have any flavor. Go and show how your shishim connect though. Then, we toast about achakach and the issishin. Then, some more issa got into it. Okay, so let's say my pot had 60. Okay, and this was one kazayas which fell in this bottle. One and 60. And then they added another one. So what do I say? Do I say, well, the one which was bottle 61 now had to. Now another one falls in, so it's again bottle 1 and 61. Or do I say no? The one which comes in is also, and it resurrects from the dead. It brings back to life the thing which was also and became mutter, comes back to life. Now I have two isurim, two in 60. It's a laundry bottle. So he passes, we do say it comes back to life. There's a trias amesim on isurim, which became bottle, they come back. Chayzavaniya, it comes back to life. Wakes up.
I mean, it makes sense though, doesn't it? Because you can have technically something just accidentally, you don't know, dripping into your food, and it's a single drop, let's just say a single drop of not kosher meat or not kosher oil is dripping into your pot of milk. Every single drip will be mevatel, and then eventually it'll just be a.
Well, there's two. There's an issue. Let's say it keeps on falling, and eventually gets to rove.
So
that rove might switch it. So, but we're talking about it's still the rove is still.
Rove still had
to. But what's happening is, if it's a min d'shein or mino, you're getting flavor coming back.
Right.
That'd be a big problem. In other words, you could be literally tasting pig fat.
Yeah.
Because the one. Kazayas add, and the second kazayas,
yeah.
I have 2 and 60, we're going to be tasting it. So to say that it stays mutter is a real big, would be a chiddush. So that's in min b'shein amino, but in min b'mino, it's not a question of flavor, so just a question of 60 to 1. So this is also, he says it does come back. The 1 plus 1 adds up to 2, and now you have 60 against 2, it's also yes.
No.
It works both ways. Min b'mino, min b'shein b'mino. He paskins, it comes back. says beferish loshno min b'mino, loshno min b'sheinu mino, loshno yavish, loshno lach. It doesn't depend either yavish b'yavish or whether it's b'li of lach. It doesn't make a difference. Or any tarobis in the world, if the measurements switch from 60 to 1, whatever the number is, that's it. And it gets undone because more issa falls in, so the first issa bittel is gone and it comes back. And also loshna noda b'taim alone, whether you knew about the bittel or you didn't know about the bittel, doesn't make a difference. It always comes back. Okay. Okay. This is a very simple rule. He says everything comes back. Okay. The Rav goes into Rishonim and other opinions. The Ramah is just a flat, it's across the board, and everything is also finished. So Bittel only works as long as you have the original proper amount. The moment the amount changes, because more lissa comes in, he's going to come back to life. Okay, you want to, so the Rav goes into this much more, but that kind of background. Let's see what the Rav says here, page 33. This is the last little thing that he talks about, and then we just read the Chabad Ramah, the next few pages. Okay. Ein the Gemara, there's a Gemara by the Zohar which discusses this question. Do Isum and Shabbato resurrect themselves if Morissa comes in? Amar Avdim Rav Yochanan, Hamar Yai Nesach Machabas Labar, Afila Kolayam Kulo, Rishon Rishon Bato. If you take treif wine, Yai Nesach, you throw it into kosher wine, and let's say it's Bato. Okay, so you say Rishon Bato, it does not come back. Okay, so he's assuming that, let's say, the amounts are 60 to 1. If you had a 60 to 1 ratio, and then presumably that's a min b'mino case. So he passes, does not come back. So
it's again. Isn't
Yain Nesach also for Lashon? Right, so this book of Mo is against that. It's assuming it's a shish. Maybe this is Stam Yain. This is not, doesn't mean real Yain Nesach about the Zara. It means Yain which a guy touched. That's a shishim. Okay. So it doesn't mean real yain nesach. That would be avodah zarah. That would be asa b'mashu. Yeah. This is batel b'shishim. Means it's made a gezeira that a regular wine from a guy touches if you can't drink. It's called stam yain. It's not yain nesach. He calls it yain nesach. He doesn't mean it. So
asa wine.
So it's asa wine. So it's batel b'shishim min b'mino, and even if the ratios continue to change, it becomes. It was 60 to 1, then another drop falls in, again 60 to 1. You say, bottle. So it's against the Ramah, okay? He passes bottle. Kosu Shem Ramban, Ran Mishem Ravivit, Deloy Kamilon, Karabdi Me. We don't pass him like him, okay? Ramah says you don't pass him like him at all. Everything comes back. Now let's see what some of the Rishonim say. There's a Ravivit. He says, low time on according to him, linyan tarovet lach b'lach min b'mino. This is liquid in a liquid, yain b'yain. Ha'gav naminan she'im nitosav kolkach iser ad she'ein shishim v'etik de'levat l'se iser ha'reset chosav v'ni. We say it does come back. We pass it. Based on the Gemara's theory. So he says, we pass it, it does come back. In this case, this is yain b'yain. This is liquid with liquid, and it's a min b'mino. Omnam, that be yain b'mayim. But the Ravid says, let's say it would be yain b'mayim, min b'sheinu mino. Also bottle b'shishim. Shatu was min b'sheinu mino. Lach b'lach, ben lach b'lach, ben lach b'yavish. No, there's some kind of belief, some kind of absorption. Kaiman kavos et kama kama bottle. We do say it's bottle. It does not come back. Eina is a chesed v'ni. It doesn't. So he's very interesting. He's more meiko on a min b'shein o mino. Min b'mino, he says, will come back, chozev v'niya, but min b'she'eino mina, that's the case that the Gemara apparently rejects Rabbi Yochanan's din. However, min b'she'eino mina, he says, min b'she'eino mina, we say, kama kama bato, it's bottle, 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 and now it doesn't come back. Min b'she'eino mina.
That's the rabbi?
Yeah. That's the rabbi.
That's against our...
The Gemara passes, everything comes back, so... We're going into background here among Rishonim, okay. But the Ramah doesn't pass me down. But the Rav likes to always talk about the Rishonim. The Ravid said, Min b'mino is chozev v'niya, min b'she'eino mino is not chozev v'niya.
So that goes against the Gemara.
That's how we pass it. No, he says that's what he says. The Gemara rejects Rabbi Yochanan's din.
Okay.
Rabbi Yochanan said even min b'mino is kama bottle. But we reject that. We say chozev v'niya, but we say chozev v'niya only in Rabbi Yochanan's case of min b'mino. Min b'she'eino mino, he would be right. He would say kama kama bato.
What's the svara behind that?
So he doesn't. So what's the svara? So actually, I don't know if I focused that in through the svara. On the bottom, is there a footnote there?
Oh, yeah.
An insert there?
Yeah.
Okay, let's read that, because I put a svara in there. Elisha Haravid, read that in the bottom. Shaharivit Hivchin Bena Bittle but Min Bemino the Chozov in the Min Bemino he says does come back. And Bittle but Min Bishainumino the Aina Chozov in the does not come back. So what's this for? Kapitl but Min Bemino Ainela Chalos had the Shaita. It makes something mutter while you have the 60. Ach etzema chefza this a dying time but tarovitz, but the chefza is still there. Because in a min b'mino, let's say wine fell into wine. So let's say it's 60 to 1. Okay, the 60 to 1 is mutter. Does that mean that one amount of wine has disappeared? No, it's wine with wine. Now I have 61. Now I have 61 ounces of wine. You can't say that the 1 ounce of wine disappeared. It's still there, but it became mutter. So shishim of min b'mino does not destroy the cheftza. It's matir the cheftza. You stop and say, min b'mino is a matir. It's not hashchasa. It doesn't destroy it. It doesn't make the thing disappear from the planet. It's there, but became mutter. That's the halacha of min b'mino. It's bottled below, becomes mutter. Oh, so he says very well, if you add more of the yis into it, that'll cancel the hetter. Because the cheftza is there, and now another cheftza comes in, and you don't have the shishim, because it's 60 against 2, so therefore the hetta gets canceled. So it's chozev v'niya. That's in min b'mino. Okay. One second. That's a adayin kaim b'tarovet v'lechein kishnetosef od iser ad liyot ad od iser. Ad the yoter Mashiach Samach, you get more Issa coming in, and that's going to overcome the 60. Just drop that whole thing. Oh, the Issa, more Issa falls in. Just try to cross out those extra words. I had the Chal b'cheftza poka. The heter of the cheftza gets cancelled. Hoyisa chozev v'niya, this comes back. That's in min b'mino. Mashen came from min b'she'enu mino, but min b'she'enu mino, the shechal abitul. Kol hacheftza the isu and element of olam. What happens in min b'she'enu mino is because you don't see the thing, you don't taste it. It basically means it disappeared. Its identity has been nullified. It has no more identity in min b'she'eino mino. Not just mutter, its identity as a cheftza has been nullified. You don't even taste it anymore. You don't see it. So it's gone. So then, v'lechein b'shum ofen ein achozev v'niya. Then it's not going to come back. Why? Ki hacheftza de'iser Kvanela mina olam. That chefs of visit disappeared from the world, and mina tarovet, and from the tarovet, it doesn't exist anymore. Therefore, it doesn't come back, even though you had more is min b'sheinu mina. The teaching min b'sheinu mina is a more powerful type of bittul. It's a nullification of the identity of the chefs.
Problematic for the Ramah, how would the
Ramah
maintain?
Ramah says everything comes back, right?
Which would mean that for the Ramah, if we were to understand the Hikir like this, then it's all being Matir, it's not being Mavatal at all.
If you don't have the Matir, then you don't have the Mavatal. In other words, the Mavatal part of the Heta part of it is a key element.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes?
So, of course, because Mensh B'Shanim, you know, we say it's Batal B'Shishim. So each time it hits, it just disappears? So it can never even...
Never come back, because it's disappeared. It's returned into nothing. So how can nothing become something?
But by the Mimbishim, we still had the Shira of Shishim in that case.
No, Mimbimino, we still have the Chepta, even though you have the Shishim just makes the thing Asa Mutta. It doesn't destroy it. It's from being there. It's still in the path.
It's hard
the thing which was Asa fell into a path. And there was Shishi, but it's Min B'Mino. So that thing which is Aser is still in the world. It's in the path. It doesn't get nullified and bittul that disappears. It's in the path that became Mutter.
But why?
That's it. Then the Shishi. Shishi makes things.
But it has 60 in that case.
Yeah.
So.
Then something else falls in. It comes back and becomes Aser. Because the Cheftza was there. There's something in the path which is potentially can turn back because it exists. That's in Min B'Mino. In Min B'Sheinu Mino, this thing which fell in has disappeared from the planet. It's gone.
So even if more comes in... Assuming we do drip by drip.
So the second, the added drops are not going to bring back the first drops.
Even if I keep it going forever.
Yeah, and even though now you taste it, I say, okay, you're tasting something mutter. Something will come in, but it's not the old thing. The whole thing is gone. That's what he says. That pattern is what he says. Okay, we don't necessarily, we don't pass on the Kimavis. Yes?
I'm trying to speculate with this logic. Could there be, because if I forgot this in the beginning of the year, but when we discussed the whole idea of Batar Shame versus Batar Tam, because I forgot exactly what it was, but didn't. The Shach and the Ramah have
yes.
an argument of whether Min B'Mino is a...
Min B'Sheinu Mino.
No, in case I mean... Or whatever, either one. Is it a Matzo?
Matzo or the disappearing...
Yeah, I guess you could do the Shach and the Ramah disagree.
Yeah, I'm going to come to that soon. Very good. Excellent. Very good. Okay. So this is the Raijut. I'm happy that you connected it to an early Shurim. That means that, you know, you're keeping track of things, how things have relationships. Okay. Now back up on tab. Aval Ramban, in the middle of that first paragraph, Ramban cholik olov, v'sfirulei, the gam b'tarovus lach b'lach, min b'she'enu mino, and whether it's a min b'mino, whether it's a min b'she'enu mino, lo kaim on k'rabdim, maybe don't pass him like him, alakevin sh'nisrab b'sulub b'sof, since at the end you get more ish'achu b'shir, liten tam b'heta, and there's tam, Havei Uchoz of Aniyah comes back, Shem the Tam Lom Mabotel. Okay. That's the Ramah. The Ramah is like this Ramban. That across the board, the thing comes back. But it's Min B'Mino, Min B'Sheinu Mino. M'vur the Nechleku HaRishonim, M'Issach Nizbatel Beheta, Vachach Nizrabah HaYisir, Hayme Yisachoz of Aniyah Olof. So there's a pattern of Machlokos HaRishonim, whether you say across the board Chazavanir or not. The Ramban says you do, but the Ravid has distinctions, not always. Okay, now next. Ein B'Shach. The Shach is his way of looking at it. Okay, v'ayin b'shach shehei v'idei gimel b'shem ma'ari yisran. The shach chav aleph. Pretty long shach, right? Yes, it's a long shach. Okay. He says a third opinion. Sheyesh tachalik ben min b'min l'min b'shenim. And he should distinguish min min b'shenim, no. But the opposite. The opposite of the ragged. The guy b'tavav is min b'shenim, no. Shapa min an shuiz achayz of anir. Then we say it does come back. Because you taste the flavor. When you pour more isin, you're going to now taste it. So min b'shein or mino, things come back. But tarovas min b'mino, shein b'nasin as tamim, and there's no flavor. There we say, it's bottle is bottle. The reverse of the rival. Min b'shein or mino comes back. Min b'mino stays bottle. In other words, he passes like Rav Dimi that the yayin b'yayin is bottle, but only because it's a min b'mino. But it will be a min b'shein b'mino, I would say it comes back because there's a flavor. For chen hela shach ledina, and the shach says, I like that shita, he passes like that. He passes against the Ravid and against the Ramban. Ach shuv ha'yisuf, and then the shach adds, the mediv ha'rosh, there's another sheet of the Rosh. That maybe there's a difference. That Philip Tarovas. Tarovas, if you switch the words around, that fula b'tarovas min b'mino, but if it's a yavish b'yavish, just switch the words around. A fula b'tarovet v'shtiv arosh revu ha-shiesh l'shit adala, that fula b'tarovas min b'mino yavish b'yavish. Was the shita that says that min b'mino kama bottle. Min b'mino is bottle, but that's only in a lach b'lach, but there's a b'liya. So, but if it would be a yavish b'yavish, pieces with pieces, there I would say that a min b'mino yavish b'yavish is also choza v'niya. Not just min b'shein or mino, but if it's a yavish b'yavish, that's a choza v'niya. Yavish b'yavish is more chomer than a lach b'lach. And a lach b'lach, when there's a b'liya min b'mino, it's a yayin b'yayin, they will say kama kama bottom. But in a yavish b'yavish, I won't.
So he's in between the Ramban and the Ravid. But he agrees that...
He's flipping the Ravid the other way, right? He's the opposite of the Ravid. Oh, he's in between because he did a yavish b'yavish.
Right.
He's absolutely right, but in
Yavish B'Yavish, he says Chos of Aniyah.
Oh, do you know what
the name
B'Shein
Omino?
It is Chos.
Yes.
Whereas the Ravid would be the opposite.
It's like the Ramban, but with a caveat. The Ramban says it's always Chos of Aniyah. He says it's Chos of Aniyah min b'mino, only Yavish B'Yavish, but not if it's Alach B'Alach.
So there's one case in which it's not Chos of Aniyah for this sort of opinion, right. But all other cases
is right. The one case it's not is lach b'lach min b'mino.
Right.
Lach b'lach min b'mino is not chazav b'mino. Otherwise, it is min b'mino. If you have between the shim nitos of all this matzah min is mino chazav b'mino. Chain posuk haramah. I mean that the more passes everything is also. So cut that last sentence. Okay. Okay, so there are four shittas. So as I say, the Rav goes back to the Rishonim. So there are four shittas in the Rishonim. The Ramah passes the Ramban. So the four sheets in the Rishonim. The Ravid Shita is...
Well, three, and then the Ravdimi in the Gemara, right?
I mean, after Ravdimi said what he said. So the Ravid said that Min Bemino is a Choza Veneer, a Min B'Sheino Mino is not Choza Veneer. The Ramban says that everything is Choza Veneer, that's the Ramah. Shach goes the other way, he says a min b'mino is kama kama batal, a min b'she'eno mino is choza b'niyar, and the Rosh says the same thing, except he says in min b'mino, which the Shach said min b'mino Kama Kama Bato, says the Rosh, not in Yavish B'Yavish. In Yavish B'Yavish, Min B'Mino, I'll say Chayza V'Nia. Okay, so now, these are the four Shittas in the Rishonim. Now the Rav wants to give a Hezber to the Machlokas. Yes?
The Rosh says Lach
B'Lach Min B'Mino. Lach B'Lach Min B'Mino is Bato. Kama Kama Bato. But not Yavish B'Yavish. That's Choz B'Nir. And also Min B'She'enu Mino, he says, is a Choz B'Nir. Always.
So is that the opinion of the Shach brought?
That's the Shach. The Shach says, I would say Min B'She'enu Mino Choz B'Nir. I would say Min B'Mino is Kama Kama Bottle. But this Rosh says, Min B'Mino Yavish B'Yavish is a Choz B'Nir. So it sounds like this is what the Shach basically is saying. He's combining two shittas. Okay. V'nir levaya et a machloket. So first of all, one machloket. Ben a Ramban v'arayvit. The nechleku v'ged the shir shishim v'pitl tarovas min v'she'eno mino. Okay, we already sort of explained that. Harayvit sever the shishim v'shir b'din pitl agav min v'she'eno mino. It's a kind of pitl. V'shem hoch af hechash n'itosef isu achakach When we read that before, the Ravid thinks that the thing actually gets nullified in its very essence, and Min B'Sheino Mino does not come back. Min B'Mino is just a matir, so therefore it will come back. Okay, we say that in the bottom. Ma'ashenk and Ramban, the last few words on the page, Ma'ashenk and Ramban, so there, everything always comes back. Why? Lohani din bito hecha shetam hu isun nirgash be'ed. The min b'shein amina, you taste it, it definitely will come back. Shemach yishap hachoyza v'isa v'niyo im nitos of akach kol kach is at shehu noisin tam be'ed. Okay. So, okay, he goes on a little bit of a detour before he explains the Ramban completely. Should we want to do that detour, right? Vina Harayvit, that's going to take us out into Chumas. Okay, Vina Harayvit, Hevi Raya L'Shitaso, my Mishnah Ba'ala. The Harayvit quotes as a Raya from a Mishnah in Ba'ala that min b'she'eno mino, there's no choza v'niyah. What's the raya? It says there, chuma malas ha'ola v'olas ha'chuma. There are two different isurim. One's called chuma, one's called ola. And if they're in the mixtures, so isurim avatim zu azu. So chuma can knock out the ola can knock out the chuma. What does that mean? Okay. Okay, so it says in the Mishnah like this, Saw Truma Shenafel Lameh, the Truma fell into 100, now the Truma needs 100 to 1. So it became Batul. It's a case where the Truma became Batul. Kach Nafel Shom Gimel Kaben Ola, then the Ola falls in. Zui She Truma Malas Ola. The Truma can get rid of the Ola. Ola Sa Truma. And the Ola, basically, what's happening over there is Truma fell in first, and he had 100 to 1. The 100 to 1 makes that one piece of Truma in the mix mutter. Then something else falls in, some Ola. It's more complicated than the regular Chozer Veneer. The regular Chozer Veneer would have Truma falling in. This was a case where another Issa fell in Ola.
It's originally Truma, which it has 100 to 1.
So it's Bato.
It's Bato.
It's a min b'mino, it's 100 to 1. It's Bato.
And then a case of Ola.
And then the Ola falls in some other Issa. So we say you have 101 of an Ola. Well, how much does Ola need? 200?
It's 201, but because it's a half a Seya, it's instead of needing 200 Seya, you need 100 Seya because it's only half.
Okay, so you use a Truma to produce a 200 to 1. Thing against the Ola. Let's say there was 199 and then the Truma fell in, so it becomes Bato. And then I have 200 and the Ola falls in, 200 to 1 is Mavatal Ola.
Are you getting the 199 if you only have
100? Let's change the case. It's a case where you start with 199 Heta. Some Truma fell in, it's Bato. Truma is Bato on 100, certainly Bato on 199. Now I have 200 of Heta and now the Ola falls in. So 200 to 1 is Mavatal the Ola. So I'm using the Truma, which became Bato, to Mavatal the Ola.
And it works according to?
That's what it says, yeah.
And
Mavua, so it says in that mission, it works.
And it's a min b'mino case.
It works. That's a case of a min b'mino.
So it's interesting because the writer.
So min b'mino, one second. Oh.
This is a min
b'mino. This is a min b'mino, min b'shen b'mino. So I'm getting confused here. I'm going to have to get a little bit of a Truma knowledge, but even min b'shen amino, you need the 100 and 200.
I think it's the din, just because it's.
Does it matter?
I'll say in general, it's a special din of avat because it's four letter truma for greater amount.
I'm not sure what's going on over there. Couldn't explain it.
So when I looked at it, I didn't look whether it was mean or mimino or not, but the way specifically the Ravid is looking at this mission, he's reading the mission unlike everybody else, unlike the Rambam, unlike the Yushami and the Varchanura, because the way he views how things are happening, the distinction is, do you say it's 100 from the onset and now things are falling in, or that it's 99 by the case like Truma and then something falls in, right? You know, and then the case of Meduma or not, but the Ravid says no, it's the regular case of 100 and things fall in and it's Mavatal. And then when you have the subsequent thing falling in, that would make it mutter. It's not mutter also because you have a din bittul.
You know what I'm thinking? I don't know. Since I myself don't know what's going on over there, I'm going to cut out this whole piece.
What's the Rebbe trying to prove here? He's trying to show mimish eino mino.
You don't say chayzvenias. You don't. That mishnah is a min b'shenamino. But I thought that 100 and 200 is only min b'mino, min b'shenamino.
Which is a special case by
so it's a min b'shenamino. Anyway, I want to cut this whole thing out because it's just that's not holding in it. I don't know. We have to see. This Ravid, we have to look it up. You have the right. You have the right.
It's not the right. It's the.
It's the Vahata.
You can quote it. He quotes it in the Gandhi quotes it in the Mishnayot, how he reads that Mishnah.
Oh, okay, Gandhi quotes it.
Yeah. Can you?
Okay. Turn off this thing in the meantime. So Mishnah is one. So you can look at it.